Couple of guests this morning, and the main one might be a little nervous, so she brought her mom. Let's talk to her mom first and just kind of ease her into it. The mom is Mindy Gaziski, who you may know from Mindy Time. Hello.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
How are you?
I'm great.
How was that wedding dance?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I danced the whole night.
Happy belated birthday. You turned 50. How does it feel?
It feels fine. I'm embracing it.
You're rocking it.
Thank you.
Now, I know you're excited about Mindy Time every day, but you might even be more excited about this segment because I would like you to introduce my guest to everybody.
I would like to introduce my only daughter, Kenzie Gaziski, just graduated from Yankton High School.
Hi, Kenzie.
Hi.
I thought she was going to say my favorite child,
but she thought that.
Favorite daughter. Yeah. Well, Mom talks about you a lot on Mindy Time. You know that.
Yes.
And you've been on with us, and you actually work here some too. So you have sat in the chair I'm sitting in and helped run YHS sporting events. But today you're in the guest chair because you have something coming up in the form of a blood drive. We'll get to that. Just overall, congrats on graduating and graduating in style too. Your mom tells us about all your honors. She never stops talking about all your honors.
Never stops. Never stops.
How's it feel to be an adult?
Weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Still a kid at heart?
Sometimes. Yeah, I like to think so.
How are you feeling about Iowa State University? What's going through your mind? Because that's getting close.
I'm really excited to move up there and start going to school there. So, yeah, a lot of positive feelings.
Move down
a little bit. Yeah.
So tell everybody what you're going to be someday.
So I am going to Iowa State for animal science and hopefully on to the vet school up there. So hopefully a veterinarian someday.
You've been there a couple of times now. Does it feel right when you step on campus? What is campus like?
It's getting more familiar, especially with the orientation we went to. It's becoming more like something I could get used to for a daily routine.
Let's talk about something uncomfortable, though. What about her back here? You're leaving me to deal with this hole in her life. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah.
I will survive.
It'll work out.
I know.
Yep.
We've talked about it.
We're joking a little bit, but yeah.
Yes, we raise them to be independent, and then when they are independent, we're like left with this hole in our heart, but yet we're embracing the future and what it holds for them.
Your pride outbalances the the sadness.
But yeah, the selfishness, I guess, from wanting to keep them to yourself.
You know I understand.
Yes.
So, Kenzie, you're doing a blood drive. I want to know, how did this start? Why are you doing it? And when is it?
So, I have been donating blood since my sophomore year. Once you turn 16, I believe, is when you can start donating. And that's how I got connected to LifeServe. And they had like a couple advertisements on their websites and everything that they offer a scholarship for anyone who is willing to host a drive.
What do you have to do to host a blood drive?
So you are recruiting the people that are going to be, I need like a certain number of people to be registered in order to get my scholarship for my drive. So I'm promoting it, kind of advertising it anywhere I can and reaching out to people to get them to sign up.
What made you give blood your first time? What brought you to that?
I'm not going to say there's the scary blood mascot that they used to put one of the poor high schoolers in at school. He was not the reason. I don't know. They just had people going around, and it sounded like a good way I could serve my community, because LifeServe always gives back locally. So people around the area are getting like the blood I'm donating. So it just feels like a nice way to give back.
Tell people how easy it is. I think they don't know, especially if they haven't given in years. It has changed dramatically. It really is so easy.
Yeah, I had this lovely nurse one time. She didn't even need to mark my arm. She's just found the vein, like 5 minutes donating, then you're done. Okay. And then you get a bunch of free snacks and like apple juice. Like, it's like you're at daycare again.
Is this something you think you'll always do?
I think so, yeah.
What's your blood type?
O positive.
She would be a positive, wouldn't she?
She would be, yes. Absolutely. Yes, positive.
I'm a negative, by the way. Anyway, it's good for a person to do this too, I've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, good for somebody who gets it, but also it's a healthy thing to do.
Yeah, other than, you even can check if you're they'll always tell you they do a whole bunch of like health risk tests and everything. Yeah. So other than just like an emotionally feeling good about donating. Yeah.
So do you think you're going to hit your goal?
I believe so.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some of the details of when it is, where they have to go. We want to make sure they know that.
So it is Friday, August 1st, starting from 7 a.m. in the morning, going all the way to 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And it is located down or uptown, not downtown, at the Life Serve Center. It's right by Walmart.
River Rock Event Center?
Yeah, River Rock. Yeah.
So Mindy, she is brilliant, but we do have to work on the directions a little bit.
Yeah.
She's not perfect, right?
First, you're going to go downtown, then you're going to go back uptown. No.
Are you going to be able to give blood at your own blood drive? Because how long do you have to wait in between?
Yes, I will be able to do that.
They I think it's like 56 days.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So they changed it recently. So like the time frame between how much you can give blood as now, it's decreased. So I'm able to give at my own drive.
Well, we are here to help. I, on Friday, really all this week, I'm going to be just talking about this over and over. I'll see if we can get the radio station to help some too. Anything else you want to share about this blood drive? Anything people need to know? Where can they find information on this before they go?
I have several posters about at the KYNT Facebook. There is a link to sign up for an appointment. In order for it to count, I need people to register so I can see how many people I have and how many people I need more to go. If you have any questions, you can call the Life Serve Center about eligibility, or I've even had some people who had appointments, but they rescheduled them to my blood drive. So now I get it counted for that. So that was really cool to have some people do that.
I can only assume someday you'll be president of the United States. What kind of a ruler do you think you'll be?
I think animals will have a lot of
Yeah, the animal world is greatly benefiting. Mom, you're super proud.
I am. Yeah. I am. This is, I do not particularly like getting my blood drawn, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it because it's going to a good cause, and I'm very proud of her.
So. Yeah, it's a piece of cake. LifeServeBloodCenter.org if you want to check that out. We've got some flyers down here. Thanks for sharing. Best wishes at Iowa State, and you're always welcome back here at KYNT.
Thank you.